feel like my home has been taken away from me, everything that I worked so hard to have. And a safe, quiet, peaceful, dead-end road has been taken away from me. I've been violated by Escambia County for a town, a community that I have been born and raised.
You know, we played this clip about a half hour ago. This was a homeowner named Celeste who lives off of Monarch Lane, where there is now an approved to the next phase development plan to go in behind her and behind some other residents there. 137 units on 30 acres, 4.5 standalone single family dwellings per acre, a crazy level of density behind a very sparsely populated residential area just east of Old Palafox on the other side of the tracks. Joining us now, County Administrator Janice Gilley. Janice, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I know you know all about this. And for people who are in a situation like this, I think a lot of times they don't understand the process, and it's important to clarify how the process works. The short version is, if somebody does something that is within the legally allowed zoning, there's very little that the county government can do to prevent that. That's the point of the conditions under which they acquired the property or acquired the zoning, right?
Correct. It is always difficult whenever, developments come in, like in this particular situation. And, it absolutely is the right of the property owner within the boundaries of the zoning and the ordinances that we have that allow for that.
But it's so frustrating if you're a homeowner and you buy a place, thinking this is what I have, and you've lived there a long time, and nothing happens. Then all of a sudden, it feels like the rug's getting yanked out from under you when something like this comes along.
Yeah, I know. It's very frustrating. I would say this, though, trying to have conversations with the public and with those that own those properties and try and, develop those, is a good place to start. And I am hoping that the developer will be open to having conversations with that neighborhood, because I think they have made a very passionate plea for the type of neighborhood, the type of community that they have that they would like to stay and live in.
Yeah, no doubt. And the problem, of course, is there's no good solution, because you got a railroad tracks to the west and you got everything else, a subdivision all around. So getting the cars out of there, there's no good answer, at least not one that I can see, if you try to build behind there. Other matters that you guys are dealing with, are we any closer to having that web portal for the CARES money, the applications for the people who have been adversely affected through the county to kind of draw down some of that money?
So we are planning to present it to the board today, the draft of the portal, and it will be up to the board in terms of, how they would like to parse out the funding and, where they would like us to, focus our efforts in terms of the funds that we have available. So we are going to do a demonstration today for the board of what the portal would look like. We do need to advertise for 10 days so that everybody in the community would know and understand what the offering is in terms of the grants that will be available and how to apply. So that's one of the things that you want to make sure you do, is give everyone the fair opportunity to participate when this becomes available.
Okay.
So I do hope that the board will have an opportunity to make some of those decisions today. We are going to have two commissioners that are not able to be here because they are both out of town. And so, it just depends on the other three commissioners and how far they would like to go down that road in terms of that discussion. As far as allocating the funds.
So that would be Commissioner Bergosh is out of town, like Wisconsin or something, right? And then I think Commissioner Underhill is on orders, so it's just Commissioners May, Barry, and Bender. Is that right? They're going to be there today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, looking forward to it. I know everybody's eager, but, everything involves a process, especially that 10-day advertising period. Mm-hmm. When people are, worried about losing their homes or paying their utility bills, mm-hmm. the urgency, but you have to follow the rules. So.
I don't know if you noticed, but, there were issues over in Panama City about, the way federal funds were not properly handled. I think the mayor and the city attorney got 63 counts of charges brought against them for mishandling of federal funds. So So on the one hand, I appreciate the making sure that we, get it out. But we absolutely, positively have to do this the right way.
Yeah, do it right as fast as you can, but do it right.
Yes.
That's the key.
Yes.
The good
news is I'm hoping that the rent and mortgage program will be out earlier. Because those funding, we're trying to make sure that we have that portal set for that one. And that one, we hope, we'll be able to start advertising the 10 days on that one sooner.
Oh, very good. Well, that was the one that seemed to have been made the most progress so far. Where are we at on the medical examiner search? Every time I tune into this discussion, I just get more and more discouraged.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, actually, it's great news.
Oh, awesome.
Yesterday, State's Attorney Eddins brought everyone together, and the committee actually interviewed Dr. Oleski, and she has been actually serving for us since January as a locum tenens, and she actually has a wonderful resume. She is on the younger side of a medical examiner, which means that she would have longer to serve here in Escambia County, Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton County. And she really enjoys the area, and there have been several things that she has done that have been very supportive for the state's attorneys, the public defenders, the law enforcement in general, and then also just families that have had questions about, the loss of their loved ones. And so I thought that the interview went really well. I think the committee was very pleased with her and her presentation, and I expect, Mr. Eddins to forward her name, up to the governor for consideration.
Good. Well, I mean, this is it's a long, painful process, and it's a costly process in the end for us, but just having one and having that done as opposed to a lingering over our head sort of problem, that would be very great. One of the questions I was going to ask you is, I know you don't really have any involvement in electoral politics, but three of the county commissioners were reelected this week, as you well know. Commissioner May was elected with an overwhelming majority against his brother, like an 8-1 margin of victory. Stephen Berry won with an outright majority in, a three-way race. And then Commissioner Burgosh won a fairly good 38% in the end in a four-way race. Does any of that change anything that you're doing? Was there any element of, we've got to wait and see who gets reelected? Well, now we know they've been reelected, so it's continuing on as before. Does any of that stuff affect what you do in running the county at all?
No, sir. I think that the expectation is that we would have the same board after the election, in the sense that, five really smart, very talented men are engaged and involved in this community, and care deeply about their constituents and about the county in general. And so our expectation was it would be the same. And then as far as what we do here, keeping the all the departments going, keeping the animals taken care of, the parks and all those things, that's our job, is to maintain, all those services for the community on a daily basis.
Yeah, very. And I figured that was the answer, but it's also the kind of question I'm kind of like, because I know Santa Rosa County is a very different situation now with at least, with two changing commissioners. And I actually do expect some things to be different over there as a result of that. So I was just kind of curious your take on that. Anything in this morning's meeting? We start at 9:00 in the morning. By the way, I love the morning meeting because it means three less or four less hours a day I got to pay attention. So I like the combined meeting, frankly. I like the agenda because you hear more of their thoughts, but, that's a lot more time. Anything on today's agenda that you want to highlight for our listeners?
I think one of the things that we're doing today is our road department, our public works department, has had the opportunity to auction off some different equipment, older equipment, dump trucks, things like that. And because they've been so good at the way they've managed those auctions, they've got a pretty big list of items that they would like to purchase that will actually save the county money, because the old equipment that we have, takes more time to repair, and some of it's very, very old. So while that's not really an exciting item, it's actually something that's really important because we are being good stewards of the taxpayers' money by not only auctioning off the items and getting money for them because we've kept most of them in good condition, but because the items that we're able to buy are also going to be able to save us money. And so it's not really exciting, but it's actually really, really important. And from a fiduciary, you know, financial situation, it's good for us to be able to do that.
Anything cool that I would want to buy that you think would be of interest on the list?
Well, there's one thing that's actually, it's about a $300,000 machine that actually helps us save on our expenses to our own landfill.
Oh, well, I'm in. Well, as you know, but I'm sure there are going to be industrial buyers that would be fascinated to pick up some of this stuff. And as you say, stuff that would maintain, the cost of maintenance is too high for us anymore. Go ahead and buy the new stuff and sell off the old stuff. Sometimes you like to ask me a question. You have a question for me this week, Janice?
I do. So what has been your favorite speech at the convention so far this week?
Oh, Jill Biden. Jill Biden by far. Genuinely, everything else I have seen makes my stomach turn. But Jill Biden is such a sweetheart, and she did exactly what she's supposed to do. My husband's awesome. You'll love him. You know, he's great and fantastic, and we're a wonderful family. I think she's fantastic. I don't necessarily draw her conclusion about who to vote for, but as a speech, I thought hers was by far the best so far. I won't ask you yours because, you know, your job makes it so you shouldn't say things like this. So I won't ask you yours. Janice Gilley is our county minister. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say I appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt. Janice Gilley is our Escambia County Administrator. Janice, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for what you do. We look forward to the meeting this morning.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.